Oyev Navshoy Yasek Betoira im Dibur. We continue with Pel Yoitz, Shir number 151, finishing our discussion about the Beis HaMedrash, where the Pel Yoitz is telling us a person who is Oyev Navshoy, if he loves his nefesh, if he loves himself, say, what kind of person doesn't love himself? Who doesn't love himself? Yasek Betoira im Dibur. He should be involved with Torah, with speech. Let's see what this means. When the person has the capability of, oh, he always has the capability of overpowering the Yetzirah and going to the Beis Medrash and going to learn, he's involved, gets involved with learning, or he's listening to the Shiurim. Don't waste the opportunity. Don't waste the chance. You can go to the Beis Medrash and learn. Make sure you take this opportunity. It's gold. It's greater than gold. What does it mean? A chesroin. The pasuk says in based on the pasuk in Kehelet, something that's lacking, that you can't fill it up. That's when his friends were counted and included for Dvar Mitzvah, but he himself was not counted. In other words, his friends went to the Beis Medrash, the greatest Dvar Mitzvah. You know, sometimes you talk to somebody and you tell him, come to learn. And he looks at you like you're an alien. Looks at you like you fell from off the moon.
Like,
the Gemara Chagiga is saying, do you want to be left out when they're counting the people going to do the mitzvah? Chas v'shalom, v'omr chazal. And the Medrash Rabba, shal kol yoim shemona odam atzmi v'leilich li shiva shalmato. For every day that a person holds himself back from coming to the Beis Medrash down here in this world, doichim o yisoy lo'os lovim yeshiva shalmailo. He is going to be pushed out and will not have permission to enter in Yeshiva Shamayla. For every day that a person does not come to learn down here in the Beis Medrash, in Olam Hazeh, Mida Kenegin Mida, he's not going to be able to enter in Olam Haba. So you'll say, okay, like, so what does that have to do with me? Oh, you know what it has to do with you? I'll tell you very simply. The greatest enjoyment of Olam Haba, it's beyond our comprehension, but the greatest enjoyment of Olam Haba is to be able to be in the Beis Medrash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be able to be in the Beis Medrash of Hashem. Okay? Ume'abe toiva harbe shel halimun berabim. Ume'abe midas es chukei elokim ves teirosoi. A person is going to lose out. Toiva harbe al halimun berabim, of learning with other people in public. Ume'abe midas he's going to lose out on knowing how to do the mitzvahs of Hashem. He's losing out on all of these great things. Why? Because the person doesn't go to the Beis Medrash. This is of the worst averas a person can do. He doesn't go to the Beis Medrash. L'chein, oyev nafshoy, yechil koy miyoshe Beis HaMedrash tomid. Person loves himself, he loves his nefesh, he's going to treat his nefesh the best way possible. He's going to make sure he goes to the Beis Medrash every single day and every single night, in the morning before he goes to work, and the night before he goes to sleep. He comes home from work. Fortunate is the person who takes these words to heart and he toils in Torah here in this world. And he brings nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to his creator, to his master. We just finished the discussion of the Beis Medrash. Is it possible a person could say to himself, I brought enough nachas to Hashem? Could you imagine someone saying something like that? I brought enough nachas to Hashem. Why am I saying that such a statement like this? It's absurd. Who would even think of that? Let me be open with you. Let me be straightforward with you. Besides, we're sitting here and giving this shiur, and when I'm not here, I'm in my study preparing shiurim and recording shiurim over there. I also put on a different hat. It's like that's called the recruiting hat. So I get a lot of responses from people. One response is, "Oh, I learned already. I learned already." In other words, like I fulfill my quota. I made a check in that category. I go to the gym. I eat breakfast, lunch, and supper. I learn for a few minutes a day, or maybe an hour a day. Now we're talking about people who have more time in their hands. But basically, do you hear what they're saying? They're saying, I bring enough nachas to Hashem. But not only that, they're holding themselves back from simcha. They're holding themselves back from enjoyment. What kind of person would want to hold himself back from getting the best in the world? Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. I'm encouraging everybody. People are running around. They have all these WhatsApp videos, inspiration, this and that. And do you know what you could do for our soldiers in Israel? You could do this and you could do that. You know what? A lot of them are actually very good. The greatest thing, the greatest mitzvah that everyone can do for Acheinu B'nai Yisrael is to mechazek limud ha-Torah. Strengthen limud ha-Torah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Everything else is secondary. Everything else is secondary. When I say strengthen limud ha-Torah, I'm saying Tehillim as well. Recite Tehillim as well. Everything else is secondary. And you say, how could you say that? There's so many great things going on. And I'm going to ask you to take a look at the words of the Mishnah. And I've said this numerous times. The words of the Mishnah, it might not be as popular as other things that's going on, but the words of the Mishnah that say, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. The greatest mitzvah is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam, is corresponds to everything else, is greater is Talmud Torah than everything else. And if you want to know what can I do for Acheinu B'nai Yisrael, mechazek Talmud Torah. Encourage husbands to go learn. Men have to go learn. Strengthen Limud HaTorah.